All right, it's the TD and Double D show.
TD and Double D's in the building.
I was having a talk the other day, and one of my peoples, and they was talking about the rates of what these DJs go for, and how it's changed from like back in the day to now. You know,
man, it's ridiculous now.
I mean, because here's the thing, because now technology has made game different, right? So, like, you know, like back in the days, you hear most DJs, they wouldn't, you know, they charge X amount, you know, they wouldn't do anything for anything less than 500,
right?
You know what I'm saying, for like a couple of hours or whatever. But now technology has made the game different, where, you know what I'm saying, you don't have to be you don't have to be a part of a record pool and all that. You could just download a particular song, buy it off of iTunes for like a dollar or whatever it is, you know.
Correct.
And, you know, so now, and then there's so many people who want to be a DJ nowadays as opposed to back in the day. Right. And motherfuckers just want to get on, so they'll do a party for, you know, like what we consider little to nothing. They'll do a party for like $100. Right. A whole party, a whole 5-6 hour party for $100, not even considering the expenses, you know, that goes into DJing.
Well, understandable. Back in the day, you would have to spend somewhere around the ballpark of what, $800 for some turntables.
Mm-hmm.
Well, starting off, it was actually cheaper when I started off. I didn't get no 12s back then, but I guess you get your couple of turntables for about $400.
You talking about $400 a piece? Or?
No, $200 a piece.
$200 a piece.
Here.
That's some, that ain't no techniques.
No, well, okay. They was techniques. But the first pair of turntables I got, actually, they was like 100 and some change a piece. Some Technique SLB-10.
That's the belt drives.
The belt drive, yes, sir.
Nah, yes, the standard, the standard Technique 1200s always 500 a piece. Back then to 2019.
That's $1,000.
$1,000.
You got to get you some needles.
Yep. That's about
$100 a pair.
$100 a pair, okay. Some real needles. Some Shores, some, you know.
Okay. So now you somewhere in the ballpark for what? About $900?
Right. Your speakers?
Speakers were anywhere between $200 to $2,000.
Your mixer?
Anywhere.
Good quality mixer?
Anywhere from $200 to $1,600.
All right. Accessories like the wires and stuff and the headphones and the mic?
$100.
Right, so basic. So let's just say a basic DJ setup would cost you. You'd have to spend at a minimum $1,000.
Back then, yes.
Yeah, I mean, but now, then, but even now.
Now you can do the same, but you don't have as much baggage to take, because when all we talk about with turntables, mixes, and all of that, you still ain't got no music.
Right. But see, here's the thing. But even now, with the controllers and the laptop, you still got to spend a good $300-$400 for a laptop.
Yes.
A controller, you got to spend about $200 for a decent controller. Like some of these little mini controllers. Them just look like they look like hoops. Look like little PlayStations to me. But but hey, my mother's doing parties and rocking it out,
killing.
So.
Let me get on.
Right. So, like, you know, you get your decent speakers or whatever, you're still in the ballpark of spending about, you know, a little under $1,000. So, the thing is that for you to take. Let's dispel this notion about the free party. People do free parties. I mean. Back in the park, like, you know, like back in our days when they was throwing the park jams and all that, a park jam was a favorite thing back before the millennium era.
Yeah.
And niggas wasn't getting paid for that.
But since the beginning of time, though, the people have not been paying attention to it. The DJ, even if he was throwing a free party in the park, he was still selling the mixtapes.
He was selling the mixtapes, exactly.
And they were selling the mixtapes, man, at a ridiculous prices.
Like, right, right. Like I remember a Kid, Kid Capri was like the mixtape, the premier mixtape DJ of New York, hip hop dude. And I remember his joints being like $20.
Yeah.
$20, $25 a pop back then.
I can remember buying some $10 mixtapes back then.
And I sell mixtapes. That was one of my hustles. Like $10 was the standard price for a cassette tape. 90-minute cassette tape. And then you had the mixtape DJs back then. They wasn't really in the parks. They were just doing mixtapes.
Mm-hmm.
But just getting back to the party aspect.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Like I said, it's like you did the, like the park jams. You did the park jam. You did the party to get to the money.
Right.
Because, you know, you had a theory of where you do a party and, you know, you rock it out and then somebody comes up and be like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Let me get your number because I need a DJ to do blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And this is where the charge comes in. And, you know, you don't, and, you know, you gave that demonstration. So it's like, you know what I'm worth. So it's like, you know, you can't just, you know, you can't just offer like, you know, like only DJ, I call them the beer tab DJs at the club. They'll get in the club and they just want the, you know, as long as you give them some drinks.
Man, Chicago, the beer tab DJ. Tomorrow's, man. The market's just saturated.
It's very saturated.
Hey, there's a bunch of DJs. They love music. They love playing music. I can't be mad at it.
Right.
Just a million of them out there. And so that brings the price down. Point blank. Because you can always find somebody that can play. It's not like it's a bunch of bums out. A million bums.
Right.
Motherfuckers can play.
Right.
And certain, there's a bunch of niggas out there that don't want to leave Chicago. I don't know why the fuck they don't move around. They stay in that cold ass fucking city.
Right.
And on top of each other, everybody's playing at the same old spots. It's rotating.
Right.
Over and over. The underground niggas not getting paid. The mid level niggas is getting their money. The motherfuckers who getting money is moving around.
Right.
They coming back and playing. And then they playing for free. But they just coming out to play. But they back home, the motherfucker playing it.
See, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with, you know, just coming out.
That's the market.
Right. There's nothing wrong with playing for free and nothing like that. But when it becomes a pattern, I know you have a DJ, it becomes a pattern the way they. And the thing is, it's a lot of expenses that just goes into you keeping up with your craft. So it doesn't, you know, in the long run, it just doesn't pay. I mean, just to be, you know, just to be known and famous in the hood, like, oh yeah, that's DJ blah blah blah.
Chicago.
You know what I'm saying? He's dope. Yeah, oh man, he plays good. And that, you know, them motherfuckers want to give you a pat on the back and be like, hey man. And,
man, in Chicago, it's so tight. Motherfuckers is paying for positions. Paying for cars. Seriously.
I mean, I don't know if I could actually pay to play.
Yeah, whatever happened.
I mean, like, okay, I can see if it's like an event, an extravaganza, and you just paying for a space to exhibit what you do. But to actually pay,
motherfucker saying, man, I wish I could get on that motherfucking bill.
Right.
Just playing that. Man. Hey dude, promoting that party.
Right.
Man, I give you $100, man. Just let me get out there and play on that party. Open up.
That's crazy. Never thought to do that.
What?
Yeah. But now, it depends. That might be a power move depending on who you are opening for.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
For that individual that keep my name, it was definitely power moves for him in the city of Chicago. He had money. He was looking for the fame.
Right.
For notoriety.
I mean, I get it, but I'm saying, like, it had to be somebody like my idol like say like okay, like on the hip hop side, you know, my idols like DJ Scratch, Kid Capri, Jazzy Jeff, and if I could pay $100 to open for them,
yeah. I guess I would.
I mean, because think of you opening for those as a DJ, you opening for those DJs. That's gonna get you more. You know what I'm saying, motherfucker? See that? First of all, your stock gonna go up 1,000%. Like you put that on you open for them. You put that on your social media. All of a sudden, that's a guaranteed 1,000 followers. Who are you? Oh yeah, follow me on. Whoop de woo, da da da, fast. Your stock going up. Now motherfuckers come to you. Hey man, we heard that. Now you can sit there and be like, oh man, well my price is. Ain't no bar tabs over here for
Chicago.
That. Open for Jazzy Jeff. Ain't no motherfucking bar tabs.
It's a bar tab fee. It's a very political time. It's all about who you know.
Right.
Period.
Right.
There's no fans of what. That's how Chicago's running.
Right.
I'm mixed emotions about those two.
Think about it's payola. It's the same thing about if you're an artist and you trying to get your joint on the radio and the motherfucking artist got to pay the DJ. And this is how some DJs eat in a lot of these clubs, especially the strip club in Atlanta. Now I'm in Atlanta, I can tell you, I worked in a strip club before. I never DJed in a strip club, but I've worked in a strip club, and most of these DJs get they flat rate. They work off of tips. They work off of what the strippers pay them. You know, the strippers tell them, I want to hear this and this and this, because this is what I get freaky to on the pole. When I get on the pole.
And as a DJ,
so they get their tip out from the strippers and whatever flat rate the club's paying them. And when the artist come in and he's trying to break his record, say, hey man, I need you to play this, blah blah blah. And the DJ's like, hey man, I need $100 for that. So. You know, the pay to play, it's not really, we're not going to downplay that as, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, if you use it to your advantage, it can be a smart. You know, I mean.
It just never crossed my mind.
Me neither. Because I'm like, look, I'm from the old school where niggas put themselves out there and they was unique with their mixes and they got on the strength. They just grinded it out and hustled and they ain't had to, you know what I'm saying? Wasn't no, I gotta pay this to get in or pay this to get on. They just got in where they fit in. They get in where they fit in and they hustled to where, you know what I'm saying? Now they,
that's like going, shit. It's like going on the park paying to play. Hey, who got that? They do. I give you $20. I can play. Show ass.
All right. Real to real show. TD and Double D's. Yeah.